Let's check now the weather forecast with Mike Tenori. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, Mike, good afternoon to you. Thanks for being with us.
Great being here, Todd.
Well, tell me a little bit about the rainfall we've had and what difference that'll make going forward.
Well, a lot of the eastern Corn Belt saw more than 3 inches of rain over the last week. This is primarily from the states of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. If we look at it and weight it by U.S. soybean production, 19% of the crop as of yesterday morning had received at least 3 inches of rain. So we're talking about a big chunk with all that focused on the eastern Corn Belt. The potential problem that we have going forward for these states is that it's going to rain today in Ohio. That's already happening. But beyond then, we start to look at some more weather systems move through on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. These are not going to be big, widespread, heavy rain producers, but they certainly are going to produce some rain in some of these wet areas, and it won't take very much to knock producers out of their fields, especially in Illinois and Michigan, because some of these heavy rains that we've seen even go back further in time, with most of those states having been pretty wet 2 to 3 weeks ago as well. So the big story basically is that it's going to be a bit of a challenge for remaining soybean planting in the eastern Corn Belt.
What about hard red winter wheat areas?
Well, those areas have been very dry over the last 60 days. In fact, the coverage of 60-day dryness on the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop is very similar to 2014 and 2018, and both of those had below trend yield. As we move forward over the next week or so, there will be a number of wet systems that move across these dry areas. So we think that a week from now, the coverage of dryness will not be as great as it is today. The big question then becomes, was the rain well-timed or not? We know that in Oklahoma and Texas, 95% of wheat was already headed as of a couple of days ago. In Kansas and Nebraska, those areas are not as advanced, so the rain would be a little bit more beneficial for sure. But all in all, it's going to be a tricky setup there. Basically, it's been dry all spring, and now they're getting some big rains late.
Are there still concerns in the Black Sea region?
Well, there were a few weeks ago because it had been very dry across the Black Sea region. That includes Russia, Ukraine, nearby areas of Romania and Bulgaria. So that area was real dry as of a few weeks ago, but it's rained a lot since then. Even over the last 24 hours, Romania got a pretty decent rainfall event. Even as we speak now, it's raining a bit in southern Russia, including some of the dry areas. So the dry story is going away. On top of that, it's going to be very cool over the next week or so, and we'll see some more rains beyond what we have today. And because of that, we just don't have a lot of concerns anymore for the winter wheat crop, just because of all the rain that's coming up. Now, you might argue that what happens after that is not the best, because all of a sudden it does look a lot warmer, especially in Russia 1 to 2 weeks from now. But with a lot of cool weather in front of it, a lot of rain in front of that warm-up, we're just not overly concerned about it, with a lot of time to go before we have to really start thinking hard about it.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let's chat next week.
Indeed we will. That's Mike Tenori. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago.